This is a condensed version of my listening strategies presentation. We spend our lives being taught how to read, how to write, and how to speak. We generally have very little training on how to listen. This is a big problem since listening is a top-level skill in a world where the spoken word is so important. To understand the skills involved with listening, we first need to understand that our minds provide us with a 128-bit bandwidth window to the universe. Any information from the outside world must enter through this window. The problem is that part of that bandwidth is used up with process functions, things like I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hungry, I need to go to the restroom. Do you remember how hard it is to pay attention to someone when you have to go to the restroom really bad? The remaining bandwidth is used up with all of our other senses, what you see, what you smell, what you feel with your fingers. The practice of good listening involves moving these other senses to a subordinate mind function so that they are out of the way of incoming sound. Good listening is not a simple function, though it is instinctual. Our ancestors on the savanna a million years ago relied on listening skills to survive. This began to change as language functions developed. The change was specific to what was being listened for, movement in the brush or fundamental language components or both. When you consider that language components also include the evaluation of emotion, the complexity of listening becomes evident. It's no longer just what is said, but how it is said. The importance of contextual information such as emotion can be seen in the modern-day courtroom. Lawyers and judges are relying more and more on reading courtroom transcripts to evaluate what was said and make life-changing decisions. The problem is manifested in what is lost in a transcript. A transcript cannot tell you about tone of voice, voice inflection, or emotion. To understand this problem, consider how many ways you can say the word shut up and how the meaning changes with how you say it. Listening involves several sub-processes. There is the physical aspect of hearing, which is a physical process of sound waves hitting the eardrum. Listening also involves the processing of language and critically analyzing the received information. It also involves formulating action. This can be a verbal response or even a mechanical response, such as fight or flight. There are four basic listening strategies. These are not listening, listening for reinforcement, listening with the intent to reply, and listening with the intent to understand. The first skill is not listening. Not listening is a process of tuning out sound coming into your brain. It involves tuning out one noise source in favor of another. An example might be listening to someone speak while sitting in the food court of your local shopping mall. You are selectively tuning out the noise coming from the other people around you in order to selectively hear the voice of the person you are communicating with. This is an important strategy, as you can tell, but some people don't have the ability to tune out the noise in their surroundings. This obviously makes it very difficult for them to understand what is being said to them, even though they can hear the words. The next strategy is listening for reinforcement. This involves listening with little to no critical analysis. This is how you listen when you are being told what you want to hear. An example might be listening to political opinion or political spin makers. Sometimes this is a listening strategy we apply when we are sitting in church. Its overriding characteristic is its lack of critical analysis. In other words, this strategy's weakness is its failure to challenge the information that is coming into your brain in order to interpret its correctness or truthfulness. The third listening strategy is listening with the intent to reply. This is how you listen when you are emotional or in an interesting discussion. We utilize this strategy anytime we feel that what we want to say is more important than what anyone around us is saying. An example of this type of listening would be in a situation where you are arguing or you are listening defensively. You wind up subordinating the words of the people speaking to you in favor of the words you are formulating in your mind. The critical analysis applied here is not applied to the words you hear. It is applied instead to the words you want to say. This makes it very difficult to accurately get the other person's meaning. Have you ever heard a person ask a question and receive an answer to a completely different question? If so, you probably witnessed someone listening with the intent to reply instead of with the intent to understand. The fourth listening strategy is listening with the intent to understand. Specifically, this is listening with the intent to understand more than the spoken words. This is how you listen when you watch television. Visualize how you feel when you are watching a program you're interested in on television, and right at the moment that you are paying the most attention, someone walks in and begins to speak to you. How does that make you feel? It probably makes you feel uncomfortable, stressed, maybe even angry. This listening strategy involves listening between the words for meaning, truthfulness, and motive. When using this strategy, you are able to critically analyze the information coming into your mind. This allows you to get the speaker's story, to fully understand their angle, their motivation, what their true needs and wants might be. In consultative sales, for example, this type of listening is critical. You have to understand what the shopper's needs are, what they are afraid of, what their potential objections might be. Without this information, the salesperson is not likely to close a sale. The point of this discussion is this. Just like our ancestors on Savannah needed good listening skills to survive, we too must have listening skills to survive. The specific strategy may have changed over the past million years, but the results of poor listening have not. Our ancestors might get killed by a predator if they listen poorly. We, on the other hand, might get used up by lies, missed opportunities, and a general failure to recognize the predators in our culture. I cannot finish this discussion without giving you a way to improve your listening skills. Here's a practice strategy that works for me. I practice evaluating what listening strategy I'm using anytime I'm involved in a conversation with another human being. Once determined, I will consciously switch to listening with the intent to understand. The idea is to understand the person speaking to me at a deeper level than that they understand me. This places me in a more informed and powerful position than that other person. It also means that I am in a better position to help that person, explain my opinion, or defend myself from that person. As said earlier, this is a condensed version of my listening strategies presentation. The missing information is from your specific story. Call me, and I will help you write it.